Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Can I be totally honest with you? So reading this gospel this morning, I thought, gosh, what am I going to say about that? So I turned to the first reading and thought, okay, I'll find something in here to say. Because I thought, why is it so important to our Lord that this would be recorded for all time? That it says, and this is the only time it says this in the entire gospels, all four gospels, it says, Jesus became indignant that they would not let the children come to him. He was so displeased by this. And the apostles knew it was so important to hand that on to future generations that one of the evangelists recorded this. So the Holy Spirit wanted all Christians to know this for all time, that our Lord Jesus Christ greatly values innocent human life. My brothers and sisters, what is the first miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ ever worked? It was the miracle he worked while he was in his mother's womb to sanctify John the Baptist in his mother's womb. The first miracle our Lord ever worked was on a baby in the womb. There is no coincidence about that. Our Lord says of little children, their angels constantly see the face of God. When do we believe, as Catholics, that a person receives a guardian angel? You ever thought about that? At what moment did our guardian angel begin to protect us? I asked someone that not too long ago, and they said, well, on the day of baptism? We believe it's at the moment of conception. Because God desires the salvation of all. So every pregnant mother has a guardian angel protecting the child in their womb, that child might live forever. I remember last summer, being in the Holy Land, there was a guy in our pilgrimage group who was related, he was an Italian man, and his cousin knew Padre Pio well. And his cousin had a number of stories, but one of them was this. At the age of 30, this man's cousin and his wife, who'd been married for 7 years, had had 5 miscarriages. And they were just devastated, child after child, that she was unable to bring to full term. And finally, after the 5th miscarriage, they thought, you know, we can't do this anymore. It's killing us. And they went to see Padre Pio. And Padre Pio said to them, do not give up on life. Ask the 5 guardian angels of the children whom you've lost that they would intercede, that you'll be able to bring a child to full term. They went on to have 7 children. Why does our Lord find it so important that everybody knows how greatly he values innocent human life? Because what happens when innocent human life is not valued? Then no life is valued. 80 years ago, for the first time, Christians began to reject life before it was conceived through the practice of artificial contraception. That led to sterilization. What did both of those lead to? Not just rejection of life before it's conceived, but then rejection of life after it's conceived in the womb. What did abortion lead to? Euthanasia. If innocent human life is not valued, then vulnerable human life at the other end is not valued. Just a couple of weeks ago, many of you have probably heard, in Belgium, they've now gotten to the point where any child, no matter what age, but under the age of 18, if they're diagnosed with a terminal disease, they can choose to take their life. You think, oh my gosh, how did a once Catholic country get to that point? My brothers and sisters, sometimes as Catholics, when we say we're pro-life, we think that just means, gosh, I don't personally support abortion. To be pro-life means to be pro-life in every way. Opposing euthanasia. Opposing sterilization. Opposing contraception. May we, in imitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, greatly value innocent human life.